The Miro Quartet in performance, and for very good reason here this afternoon. It is Mark Wigmore on a Tuesday, the Oasis on the New Classical FM, and our look at arts and culture. William Fechtenhauer is here. His career has taken him from the fiddle traditions of his native Calgary to some of the most distinguished chamber music stages in the world. William was a Canadian national fiddle champion while he was still in his teens and made his solo debut with the Calgary Philharmonic at just 17 and went on to study at Rice University and Indiana University. He can boast more than 25 years in chamber music, performing with some of the best, the Paramo, Fry Street, Miro String Quartets, and collaborating with artists including Yo-Yo Ma, Don Upshaw, Midori, Caroline Shaw, and Leon Fleischer, to name a few. His recordings include the Miro Quartet's acclaimed Beethoven cycle and two Grammy-nominated albums. William is also dedicated as a teacher and mentor at the University of Texas's Butler School of Music, and now he's returning to his Canadian roots as the artistic director of Toronto Summer Music. To celebrate his appointment, he is in Toronto this week with the Miro Quartet on Wednesday night at Walter Hall. And then on Friday, members of the quartet joining an expanded group of musicians for a colorful program culminating in Tchaikovsky's Souvenir de Florence. TorontoSummerMusic.com. And William Fechtenhauer joins us now on The Oasis. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. What a beautiful introduction. I appreciate it.
And great to have you back in Canada, have you in Toronto. How has the festival been so far?
Oh, well, I would say as my inaugural year, it's been a whirlwind, but we've had a phenomenal year. The audience and the community has really shown up and has really loved a lot of the programming and a lot of the artists. I've tried to present this first summer, artists and pieces and repertoire and some programming that is part of the past of TSM and also the present and also planting a few seeds for the future. So it's been an incredibly joyous time, and we are entering into our final week. So final concerts are through this week, ending on Saturday night.
Let's talk a little bit about what you were touching on there. Toronto Symphony Orchestra Concertmaster Jonathan Crowe, he's been in this studio many times, longtime artistic director with Toronto Summer Music. Tell us about taking on this role here in 2026. What are you seeing? What direction do you have in mind for it, for its next chapter?
It's been fun because Jonathan grew up just over the mountains. I grew up in Calgary, Alberta, and Jonathan, of course, in Victoria. And so we're just about the same age. And so throughout our lives, we've been intertwined in many different ways. We were always in the regional or the national competitions in similar age groups and things like that. So it's been fun taking over from him. And Jonathan was with us last week. Looking at what this summer was, I really wanted to be honoring what TSM already is. It's an incredible organization with a terrific team and board that has built up over 21 years. This is our 21st summer. An incredible foundation in all of the layers that is Toronto Summer Music, from, you know, how we build out into the community, how we connect with the community, both through the main stage concerts and through our academy program, where we have an Art of Song program. We have a Chamber Music Institute, which is string players and pianists. And then we also have this final week community program for instrumentalists of all kinds, as well as vocalists who come together, whose lives and professional lives are in other areas, but they still have this love and passion for music. So it's been a piecing together of all of those things and looking at, well, we already have wonderful artists, and how do we put Toronto Summer Music on the map inside of Ontario itself, but also we are Canada's premier flagship music festival in the summer. And how do we get the word out there around the nation, but also internationally, so that Toronto Summer Music is both a summer music home for so many people, but also a global destination where people travel to come and be part of our community here.
Yeah, certainly we see that in other parts of the U.S. with summer festivals and so on. And so I think that's a wonderful ambition. I mean, lots to preserve, but there certainly feels like there's room for the distinct William Fechtenhauer imprint.
Well, I appreciate that. As you mentioned, growing up, I was very much in the fiddling world as much as the classical. And so I did a concert of my own, which the first half was classical and the second half was fiddling. And I brought in two wonderful Canadian musicians, Ben Plotnick, who happens to be the son of my very first violin teacher from Calgary, and also Eric Wright, who lives in the Toronto area, of the Fretless, which is a folk chamber music quartet. And so the first half was Orion Weiss and I playing some Beethoven and Brahms and Dvorak. And the second half was, let's bring in some fiddle tunes. So we've had a little bit more of folk music entering into the paradigm this summer just to test it out. And the audience and the community has been thrilled about it. So we'll see how some of those seeds move forward for next summer.
I love that. I mean, you begin with this Canadian fiddle tradition, you become this champion early in your life. And so I would imagine that whole era really does feed your expertise in classical music on some level today.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I spoke about this at the concert, but it was funny because it's only really in the last 8 to 10 years where in my classical world, it's been much more acceptable in a way to bring the fiddling and the folk music into this world. Because even when I was growing up, there were teachers who wouldn't teach me because I had been infected by fiddling music. And I look at it myself as I've gone through the years as, well, it's what a gift to have Beethoven, Dvorak especially, they were pulling from folk music of the people and of the cultures around them. And so to have this insight into what that's like to play a square dance and actually have to move the band and the people to dance in four or in three and to do these jigs, it's, I look back and I realize just how much of a gift it's been. Also on the entertainment side, you know, in country, you talk to the audience, you look at the audience, which in classical music, when you get into people like Yo-Yo Ma, they will look at the audience and engage in these similar ways. And I've always seen that connection. And so it's beautiful to be in this role to encourage that from the culture of the entire parts of TSM, including in the young fellows, as we look at the future generations of musicians and helping them kind of step into these roles that only recently have become much more important part of being a classical musician and being part of a larger musical community.
If you're just joining us, new artistic director with Toronto Summer Music, it is William Fechtenhauer. He is with us, two-time Grammy-nominated recording artist, fiddle champion, music educator, and leading artist in chamber music. His Miro Quartet sold out tomorrow evening at Walter Hall, then a special concert on Friday featuring Tchaikovsky. You can learn more at torontosummermusic.com. So let's quickly touch on Wednesday's program tomorrow. Very nice to be sold out, but tell us a little bit about why everybody flocked to be there.
Yeah, no, it's thrilling to be sold out. And you know, we'll have a couple seats possibly become available at the show, but it's a fun program. We'll start with the very traditional, with a Haydn quartet, Opus 71, number 2. From the Haydn quartet, we'll actually jump to 2020. We have a commission from the quartet, which you can hear on one of our Grammy-nominated albums, Home. It's by Caroline Shaw, and it's titled Microfictions Volume 1. And then we will wrap with Beethoven's Opus 130 quartet from his late period, which has the original final movement, the Grosse Fugue.
Haydn, Beethoven, and Caroline Shaw in performance, sold out at Walter Hall tomorrow night. You can drop in to find out if those last couple of tickets perhaps are at the box office, torontosummermusic.com. We want to talk about Friday, but let's talk a little bit about Thursday, because you move from Walter Hall to Kerner Hall. This is certainly something that does happen with Toronto Summer Music. So tell us about that program.
This is one of our most exciting programs for the summer to wrap up our time in Kerner Hall. And we'll be featuring the LA Philharmonic's principal harpist, Emmanuel Cesson. He'll perform the Reni Harp Concerto in C minor, which, if you've ever heard a harp with orchestra, it's a phenomenal range of colors. As you hear the composer and the ensemble make use of these textures. And then we'll also be celebrating the Honan's International Piano Competition, which is based in Calgary. And we'll have Elizabeth Pion on piano performing the Mendelssohn Piano Concerto No. 1 with lots of fireworks. And Elizabeth is very special to be the winner. She is the first Canadian and first female winner of the Honan's International Piano Competition. So to celebrate these two great artists, on stage, they'll be with our TSM Festival Orchestra. And the orchestra will also feature Mozart's Hofner Symphony, No. 35. And this also is very much part of our mentorship model at Toronto Summer Music, as we'll have professional musicians from across Canada, including members of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, performing side by side with the fellows from our Chamber Music Institute here. So it's a full extension of both performing in Kerner Hall, but also all of the mentorship that is really at the heart of Toronto Summer Music. So we hope people can join us there too.
Absolutely. And that bigger production at Kerner Hall. Once again, torontosummermusic.com. We should quickly talk about Friday because it is the Tchaikovsky night. You've got an incredible group of musicians on stage, and I believe some of your own colleagues are part of this, and maybe you. So tell us how Friday's performance is coming together.
For Friday's performance, we'll have members of the Moreau Quartet, plus a local favorite, Jennifer Frouchy, who's a wonderful violinist, and Nina Maria Lee, who is the cellist of the Brentano Quartet. Another special guest we'll have is Emmanuel Cesson, who is the principal harpist of the LA Philharmonic and one of those legacy artists like Yo-Yo Ma for the cello.
Yeah.
And then we'll have two of our local heroes, Remy Pelletier, the principal violist of TSO, and Kelly Zimbalukic, who is the principal flute of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. And it's a varied program that will take us through a few unusual ensembles and end up with the Tchaikovsky Souvenir de Florence, the sextet. Will just sort of light the fire on stage as well as soothe all of our hearts. But it will start with Tournier's Sonatine in E minor, which is for violoncello and harp. It's a very beautiful opening to the concert that will flow into Debussy's quite famous trio sonata for flute, viola, and harp. And then we'll have Nina and Jen, who are childhood friends, best friends all around the world. They'll share with us the Kodály duo for violin and cello. So there'll be some folk elements in there, and then music of a variety of different types of composition style that will wrap with the weight and heft of the traditional Tchaikovsky Souvenir.
I love it. And that flute and harp forward performances as well, and really varied, as you say. Souvenir de Florence, and you can pick up your tickets, torontosummermusic.com. That's Friday night at Walter Hall. And William Fetkenhauer, just a real pleasure to get to know you a little bit and spend some time talking about music. So much to learn and so much to look forward to in the future. And thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having us. And I look forward to seeing everybody at Toronto Summer Music.
William is the new artistic director with Toronto Summer Music. It is torontosummermusic.com for information. And again, let's listen. The Moreau Quartet. It's Mark Wigmore here on The Oasis and our look at arts and culture.